Is my word not like fire, says the Lord? Is it not like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. About 15 years ago, a book came out called Take This Bread. The author is named Sarah Miles, and the book tells the story of how she came to follow Jesus in the Episcopal Church. She did so after a long, wide-ranging career as an activist, a cook, and a journalist. On both sides of her family, Sarah is the granddaughter of Christian missionaries, but she grew up in a secular home. Her parents wanted her to have nothing to do with God. Sarah tells us the story of her conversion. The book is all about her giving her life to Jesus. Sarah also writes about her struggle to start a food pantry at her church. And doing that, she's trying to provide the same unconditional welcome to others that she herself found at God's table. Indeed, in the food pantry that she founded, food is piled right on the altar. Whether it's the Eucharist or the other meals, God is feeding his people. Throughout the book, Sarah draws on her experience as a cook. She tells many stories of the power of shared meals to change our lives. Along the way, her friends, as well as complete strangers and even her enemies, share their bread with her. And these shared meals foreshadow her own powerful experience of meeting Jesus in Holy Communion. And so, one morning, after a long, difficult journey, including grueling work in restaurant kitchens and reporting the news from war-torn regions of the world, Sarah meets Jesus. She meets him at St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco, a congregation well known for its innovative worship. "I still can't explain my first communion," she writes. "It made no sense. I was in tears and physically unbalanced. I felt as if I'd just stepped off a curve or been knocked over painlessly from behind. The disconnect between what I thought was happening, I was eating a piece of bread, what I heard someone say was happening, that the piece of bread was the body of Christ, a patently untrue, or at best metaphorical statement as far as she could tell, and what I knew was happening. God, named Christ or Jesus, was real and in my mouth. All of that utterly short-circuited my ability to do anything but cry. All the way home, shocked, I scrambled for explanations. Maybe I was hypersuggestible, and being surrounded by believers had been enough to push me momentarily into accepting their superstitions. Really, the whole thing, in fact, must have been about emotion. The music, the movement, and the light in the room had evoked feelings, much as if I'd been uplifted by a particularly glorious concert or seen a natural wonder. Yet, that impossible word, Jesus, lodged in me like a crumb. I said it over and over to myself as if the repetition would help me understand. I had no idea what it meant. I didn't know what to do with it. But it was realer than any thought of mine, or even any subjective emotion. It was as real as the actual taste of the bread and the wine. And the word was indisputably in my body now, as if I'd swallowed a radioactive pellet that would outlive my own flesh. And then something outrageous happened to me, she writes. Jesus happened to me. Sarah's words relate directly to our lesson from Jeremiah this morning. Often in Scripture, the Word of God is said to happen to a prophet. The Hebrew word that when the Word comes to a prophet, that Hebrew word means that the Word happened to the prophet. Is not my word like fire, says the Lord to Jeremiah? Is it not like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? The word of God happened to Jeremiah. It happened to Sarah. When Jesus, who is God's own word, happens to us, nothing can ever be the same. For Jesus is God, and our God is a consuming fire. Jesus is a hammer who breaks a rock into pieces. He is like a sharp, two-edged sword, the letter to the Hebrews says in the fifth chapter. Jesus is both a weapon and a scalpel. He can wound us, and he can make us whole. For Jesus is our life and our death. He brings us to judgment and forgiveness. And his mercy, God's mercy, never fails us. As our closing hymn puts it, the soul that to Jesus has fled for repose, I will not forsake to its foes. The soul, though all hell shall endeavor to shake, I'll never, no never, no never forsake. When Jesus comes to us and happens to us, he claims us for God. Body and soul, he claims us for God. And so we belong to Jesus. We are sealed by his Spirit and marked as his very own. Among other things, the Eucharist is a sign of the life that we share together in Jesus. As we gather around his table, he gives his life for us all. Jesus comes especially for those of us who are little or frail or suffering. He comes to save the weak and the orphan, our psalm says. He comes to defend the humble and the needy. He comes to all those who travail and are heavy laden. He comes to liberate refugees and prisoners. He comes to help the needy and the forgotten. He comes to refresh any of us who are lost or hurting or afraid. Jesus calls all of us to come to him. He calls us to come and join that great cloud of witnesses. He calls us to share in the joy of the redeemed. He calls us to share in the gifts of salvation. He calls us to follow him, to become the people who feed the hungry, forgive our enemies, and house the homeless poor. He calls us to bear witness to him, to share the story of how we met him, and to speak the good news to all who need to hear it. That's how we lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. That's how we find hope in this world. That's how we leave behind our sinful and selfish priorities. It's how we learn to follow Jesus in the new and better way of love. We have to turn to Jesus, for he is the one who runs the race before us. He is the one that shows us the way we need to go. We need to turn to Jesus. And we need to follow in his steps. We need to follow wherever he leads us. And we need to love the people he gives us to love. And then, something outrageous happens to us. Jesus happens to us. May he happen to us again and again and again. Amen.